I thought I'd start today by talking about a topic that's very dear to my heart, probably very dear to your hearts too, because although I'm not a parent, I know that for parents, one of the very important and decisions that takes a long time to make is how to choose or what to name your child. And what a privilege that must be for all of you who are called to be mothers and fathers to settle on a name for your child. And probably what a very difficult decision that is too. And maybe sometimes it's easy. Maybe there's a tradition in your family to name your firstborn after your father or your grandfather or something like that. I was reading yesterday, Cyrus, about an individual, a woman who was named Jeffrey, because the tradition in their family was the firstborn son was always named Jeffrey.
It's like a boy named Sue.
Can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, that's rough. And here I am as a priest getting to see the whole diversity of names that people give to their kids. I think especially in today's age, Cyrus, people are naming their children more creatively. Is that a diplomatic way to say it?
The spelling, like it could be a normal name, but the spelling is really wacky.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, people like creative spellings. I think now with the internet, now that people's names we see more a broader spectrum of names out there, I think parents tend to be maybe thinking outside of the box more, and they hear a name they like that might not have any connection to their family, and they say, oh, that's a nice name. I think I'm going to use that. I think people go online and they find lists and lists and lists of names.
Oh, yeah. Favorite TV show. Oh, I like this character.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
I've seen that with remember Game of Thrones was a big deal, a real big deal, and a lot of people name their child Khaleesi, who was one of the main women. She was like, and
she's, are you like, serious? Are you being serious?
I'm being absolutely
now, Cyrus?
Serious. Yeah. And what blew me away is, so they're naming their kids Khaleesi, and then it ended up that she's the big bad in the show. And so all these people are upset because they thought she was the hero, but she ended up being the bad guy.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Spoiler alert.
That's got to be embarrassing for your child.
Yeah, it's like, don't name your kid after a TV show.
Yeah. It really hit me. I wasn't aware of that, Cyrus. That's a little unsettling for me. People name their children after a person whose whole narrative arc they still don't know yet.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
I started to see this, I should say, when I was ordained a deacon. This was in 2008, and I started baptizing children. And, you know, for the most part, the names that were given were Christian names or at least common names. But more and more, I started to see names that I didn't even know how to pronounce them, Cyrus. I would look and it looked like a jumble of letters to me, and I'm thinking, how is this supposed to be said, and how am I supposed to baptize this child? And I'd have to have a conversation with the parents, and you know, I don't want to. I'm not an old curmudgeon yet, Cyrus. I'm really not. Sometimes
Get
I might come across.
That
yeah, that's sometimes how I feel. I think it's important, the naming of our children. It's important for a variety of reasons. On the one hand, as Christians, we know the importance of a name. I mean, we know the meaning of all the names down through biblical history, especially the name of Jesus, the Lord saves. That's such an important name. So important, in fact, that we have a feast day in the Catholic Church for that. Mary's name, so important that we have a special feast day dedicated to just the name of Mary. And these names connect us to a tradition and a past that is rooted in grace and rooted in meaning. And I think that's important to connect to. I'm not against, Cyrus, I'm not against new names. I mean, the only reason we have St. Matthew, for example, is because he had that name before there was a St. Matthew. So obviously, you know, I feel a an affinity to the Apostle Matthew, and I'm grateful for that name. It has a lot of rich apostolic connection.
Is that where you got your name from? Is that why your parents named you?
Oh,
Matthew?
Should I tell the story of how I got named?
Yeah.
I think I will. I've told this story before. It's not like a secret, but some people blush when they hear it, and my mom especially blushes when she hears me telling this story. So I never thought about my name until I had graduated college. I was thinking about a priestly vocation, and I started to realize that a lot of my friends, or at least some of my friends, their names they received because they happened to be born on the saint's feast day, right? So a friend of mine, his name is John. His parents deliberately picked his name because he was born on the feast of Saint John the Evangelist. And this is a common tradition, especially in certain cultures, that people choose the name based on the saint day in which they're born. So I didn't even know at that point, Cyrus, I think I was 22 or 23. I didn't even know the feast day of Saint Matthew. It happens to be September 21st, but I didn't know it at the time. And I looked and my birthday wasn't even close to that. And I thought, well, okay, so it couldn't be that I'm born on the feast of St. Matthew. But what I did notice is that it was almost to the day, 3 months after my birthday, the feast of St. Matthew. And I was looking at that going, oh, that's, well, I definitely wasn't born on that day, but maybe they decided. And I started like doing the math in my head, and almost, you know, that meme of like somebody with equations going by their head, thinking about, you know, all these connections. That was me until I realized, oh, wait a second. The Feast of St. Matthew isn't 3 months after my birthday. It's 9 months before my birthday. Is that TMI? Is that too much information?
No, but suddenly why your mother blushes makes way more
makes
sense now.
Yeah. I love that, you know. And what's funny is I deduced this myself, right? I figured this out without talking to my parents. For some reason, I could have just asked my parents, and they probably wouldn't have given me a straight answer at that point. But I figured it out myself, and then I went to my parents. I said, "This can't be just a coincidence, right?" And my mom, blushing a little, said, "No, you were conceived on the feast of St. Matthew," And I've always appreciated that. You know, I feel that's a neat connection and a beautiful connection. Especially my parents have a great respect for life and the awareness that human life doesn't begin at birth; it begins at conception. And so from that day, Cyrus, that's when I really started to appreciate the name of Matthew all the more, and I started to have a devotion to Saint Matthew. So
that is really cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's way cooler than my story.
Yeah. Well, how do you? I mean, if you don't mind me asking, where did you get the name Cyrus?
I'm the only person the only male in my family not named Rick.
Oh.
So I asked my mom, and she said she had a book of names, and every day she would just open it up and point to a name. And so I'm named Cyrus completely, very random.
Yeah, well.
No meaning.
Through the inspiration of God in your mom's
That
your
sounds
mom's
so
mind.
Much better than
yeah, yeah,
what I just
Divine
said.
Providence.
I like that.
Just totally
Let's go
random.
With that. Let's go with that.
No purpose whatsoever. Right. Just eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And here we go. So here's what I've been thinking about, Cyrus. I understand, and obviously not everybody's going to have the same story that maybe my parents had with my name. There are negative ramifications psychologically when you name your child something odd. I should not use the pejorative word odd. When you name your child something out of the ordinary. There have been psychological studies on this over the years, the effects of unique names on children, and by and large, they're negative, those effects. Why? Well, because people get teased at younger ages when their names are rather different. I'm not saying that's okay. We need to defend our children from bullying and the effects of the meanness of kids. But this is just, unfortunately, how human social interactions work. When we encounter something different from what we're used to, then we tend to have a negative response to it. There have been many different psychological studies, and some of them I was brushing up on in preparation for this morning's show. about the negative effects of naming your child something different, something creative, something outside of the social norms. And again, I'm not saying that that ultimately will lead to your child having terrible psychological problems later in life. Obviously, some really beautiful, creative names have led to some very creative, interesting minds and people who are very well balanced. But here's what I've been thinking about. There's more importance to a name than just whether people like it or not. There's more importance to a name than whether you're more creative than your neighbor. I'm thinking about all those parents who are picking out names these days, wanting to be more creative than you know, Joe and Jane Smith down the block, and they want to do something a little unique, have their child stand out, and maybe forget to have that connection to our Christian tradition. I don't want to make this point too strongly. It's mostly just something I was thinking about because of a few baptisms that I did recently. And because of, well, the fact that here we are talking about names and the importance of that. And maybe you, our listeners, have seen this yourself. Maybe you have a name that's rather unique and you struggle with it. Maybe you have a name that's really unique and actually it benefited you because you stood out from the crowd because you got noticed with your resume more. Maybe you too have seen the power of naming your children with a particular patron saint. And the reminder that indicates for all of us, I think there's a beautiful part of our Christian tradition that says we name our children in connection with our Christian tradition because it supports the faith, because it supports the values that we embrace. I think it's also why when confirmation comes around, there's this beautiful tradition that we have of taking on a patron saint's name. So maybe even later in life, maybe you have a saint's name. Is there a Saint Cyrus? There's a Saint Cyril. We'll need to look into that, Cyrus.
I don't know.
You should know that.
Yeah.
We'll look into that. Yeah, it's quite possible. There are many, many, many saints that are not too popular, but that certainly are interceding for us. I think even if we aren't named after a saint, one of the beauties of the traditional things at confirmation is that we embrace a saint's name that maybe we otherwise wouldn't look to. And in a very intentional way, we say, well, I'm going to pattern my life after this saint. It's not an essential part of the sacrament of confirmation. In fact, I think it's a North American tradition more than anything, because I haven't seen that same tradition in other parts of the world. But regardless, I think there's a beautiful lesson there that we have, a beautiful practice that we embrace. So don't fear, don't worry. If you don't have a Christian name, it doesn't mean you don't have a good foundation or a good connection. It doesn't mean that you're abandoned or lost. But I do think there's something to be said for us in following the names that God has laid out for us. I think the other thing that I find really, really powerful and meaningful is that names can have meaning, is that names aren't just beautiful sounds that come out of our mouths. They sometimes are that too. But especially in Scripture, we see so many names that are rooted in meaning, in their connection to God, in the connection to the purpose of the life of the individual. As I mentioned, the name of Jesus means, of course, the Lord saves. The name Matthew means gift of God. The names in Scripture are rooted in the particular meaning that they have. And there's, to me, something very powerful to be said about that. So even if you don't pick a Christian name for your child, make sure you're thinking about what meaning that name will convey. As Cyrus pointed out, you're on a little shaky ground if you name your child after a character from a television show who turns out to be the antagonist and nemesis of her. I still can't believe that, Cyrus. That's incredible. But
yeah, people were not happy.
Well, I can't. I really don't think you can blame the show creators or the author of the books for that. I think if you're naming your child and you don't know what's up with that person then? Anyway, I'm not going to cast judgment here on those parents, you know, but